This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending October 17th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 211.69, which was $8.69 higher compared to the previous Friday. There were 726 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout compared to over 1,000 loads the previous week. It was about 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including that daily spot cutout, it was at 207.20, which was only 31 cents lower, but still a decline compared to that big jump in the daily spot cutout. And last year at this time we were at 246.71 for the choice cutout. There were 6,382 total loads sold, which was 1,199 loads lower than the previous week, and a very big drop in volume as prices increased in that daily spot trade. The formula sales were at 3,391 loads, which was 23 loads higher than last week, and 53% of the total loads sold for the week. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 568 loads, which was 25 loads lower than the previous week. 121 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 447 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,030 loads, which was 620 loads lower than last week and a big drop compared to the previous week. In fact, it represents almost half of the total drop in volume. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which are the rib and loin, were $3 to $6 lower, reversing the jump in the rib prices last week. The choice chuck and round primals were $1 to $2 higher and are starting to follow the normal seasonal increases in price during the fall as the roast returns to the family menu items. The cow cutout was at $5.73 lower at $190.27 on Friday, and those 90% trimmings, which are the biggest single product from the cows, ended the week at $9.09 lower compared to the previous Friday at $232.37, but it had dropped about $50 in the last 6 weeks. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending October 10th showed the week we imported 19,974 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 1,000 metric tons lower. And it has fallen almost every single week recently. Year to date for the first 41 weeks of this year, we're still running 26% higher fresh beef imports than last year, but it also the percentage continues to drop each week lately. Australia was 45% higher and New Zealand was up 20%. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were $9 to $10 higher compared to the previous week, and those dress prices were up about $8. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending October 10th was steady at 1354, and that was 46 pounds heavier than last year when it was 1308. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 3rd was 4 pounds heavier at 924, and that was 28 pounds higher than last year and another new all-time record high. The choice select spread was at $5.33 on Friday, which would be roughly about 20 cents higher compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.